Hello and welcome to this latest episode of the Future of Real Estate podcast. I'm Damian Wild, Editor-in-Chief of EG. You've heard me say it before on this podcast and elsewhere, but real estate is changing. You'll know it from the conversations you have, the meetings you attend, and from what you read in EG and on Radius. Sustainability and all that that means is now hardwired into thinking. Or where it's not, it soon will be. There's simply not an alternative to considering your social impact or your approach to inclusion and well-being. One person responding positively to this reprioritization is Sadie Morgan, Founding Director of Architects DRMM. Indeed, she's helping drive the change. With her partners, her practice already prioritizes work that is innovative, high quality, and socially useful. Now she's going further with the launch of the Quality of Life Foundation. She joins me in the EG studio now. Sadie, welcome.
Thank you.
Tell us what the foundation is.
The foundation really started from an idea which said, how can we really judge the way in which developments improve people's quality of life? So there's much at the moment being said around, you know, beauty and aesthetics. And I really wanted to try to take the debate away. I know this is counterintuitive as an architect, but try to take the debate away from what things look like to actually how and why they improve people's quality of life. And the foundation's aim is to set down a set of principles through rigorous research and in order to really try to distill what those things are, and then to ask developers to sign up to those principles and ultimately be judged as to whether they are achieving those by the communities and residents that live in their developments.
So as an architect, you're saying look beyond the architecture.
Yeah, I'm saying look beyond the architecture. I'm saying what are the things? I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to prejudge what those things are because, as I said before, we have some rigorous research and thinking to do around that. But it may well be around safety and security. It may be around community. It may be around connectivity. It may be around the climate, and it's probably around affordability. You know, and there's not to say there's a lot in this space already. Well, you know, this isn't about reinventing the wheel. It's really about gathering the evidence and trying to find something that's simple, that isn't heavily bureaucratic or covered in red tape, that's easy to use, and that developers and local authorities find simple to sign up to.
Okay, and real estate's reputation hasn't been wonderful for a very long time. Talking to someone today, he suggested since the 1970s. I can only think back over the last decade, really, when there's been a lot that's needed to be done. And there's been some positive steps, but it seems that this year things have started to change. When did the foundation first start to crystallise in your own mind?
I think the foundation started to crystallise probably about 8 months ago. And being as naive as I was at the time, I thought, we could do something really. You know, I'll get this done and dusted. We'll get the principles out for MIPIM next year, you know.
I think I first heard you mention MIPIM.
Yeah, you did,
MIPIM,
yeah.
Actually.
And as did a number of people. And
you're creating a rod for your own back there, weren't you?
I certainly was. And as people began to support me in a much more kind of real way, I think I began to understand exactly the enormous task ahead. And then there's an enormous task to make something very simple. It's very easy to make something very complicated. And the other thing that I realized was the extraordinary support and need there is for a simple tool like this. And I don't think I've met anybody who thinks it's a bad idea. And that's only been I suppose, you know, reinforced by, you know, the fact that we went out to find board members. Over 200 people applied in the first half day, and the most extraordinary kind of professional people applied to, you know, for a pack to find out about what we're trying to do.
Was it all the usual suspects, familiar faces, or some names that were new to you?
No, I think one of the things we're really trying to do is to spread this and get some expertise outside of the built environment, and to also bring in people who aren't the usual suspects. That's not to say that we don't need the usual suspects to help and support us in our journey, but I think that this is a startup, and it needs to reflect a different way of doing things, and in a way that's much more light and flight footed than things that generally happen within the kind of real estate or government departments. You know, I don't want to get bogged down into something that becomes just really difficult. So I'm really looking for a group of people who have very different, come from very different disciplines, have really different perspectives, and can guide and help kind of shape what this becomes over the next year, and hopefully give it some, you know, that allows it to have to work in perpetuity, you know, so that we have the opportunity to survive, if you like, to have a sustainable business model for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years.
And it's clearly embryonic, and you talk about tools and you talk about principles. I wonder if you can give us more of an idea about what it looks like. Is it a standing organization? Is it virtual? Is it a toolkit where you fill in questionnaires and you attempt to convince your customers and perhaps your partners and collaborators that you are doing this with enthusiasm? What does it look like?
I think what it looks like is probably an app that is very simple to use, that sets out the criteria, you know, the principles of which you've signed up to, you know, to commit to. And that's the, you know, as I said, that's the bit that we're working out over the next year. But let's just say it's around safety and security. Do you feel safe? Do you feel like your kids can play, you know, and outside without you having to, you know, or in a space where you're able to feel confident and comfortable that they're there perhaps without you, or, you know, with their neighbours? Do you feel connected to your neighbours? Do you feel that there's any kind of community? And the answers, I want to be intuitive, you know. It's like, I often say it's a bit like the trust pilot, you know. It's like, it's a smiley face or a sad face. It's that simple. Do you feel safe and secure? Smiley face, yes, I do. You know, sad face, no, I don't. And why that is will, I think, ultimately be up to the developers to sort of work out why that is. So what we aim to do is benchmark quality and to make sure that there is a space or a place where you can go to if you're a developer and you're thinking, why is it that my, you know, why is it that all my customers are going to developments that have this kite mark of quality of life, and how can I achieve, you know, how can I achieve that in my own developments? Well, ultimately, it would be amazing if you had a sort of a bank of information which said, well, here's a similar development to yours that has achieved 5 stars or 4 stars or whatever it might be. Why don't you go and have a look at that and work out what it is that makes those, you know, makes that development work? And so it's about best practice. It's about trying to lift those at the bottom of the spectrum to improve by the industry taking responsibility and saying, this is what we do well, and we know we do this well because our the citizens or those people who live within our buildings are telling us that we are.
And so it sounds like it becomes self-perpetuating in a way that you get scored on the development, then the things that have gone well and perhaps the things that have gone badly are stored for others to refer to. Is there then, and this is something that I think real estate has lacked, is there something that then holds that developer to account X years down the line, 5 years down the line, 10 years down the line? Did you deliver on what you promised?
Well, yes, because you will. I mean, this is, I think, what's different about this is that it's after the event. It's not just at the moment in that period of time. You will be judged by those people, you know, as I said before, who live in your development, and it will probably be over a period of time. So it won't just be in the first year, but it'll be in the second, third, fourth, and fifth year, so that you can respond to, you know, you can see how your building responds to changing needs. And the industry, more importantly, can see how, in order to for new developments to respond to changing needs. They need to do X, or you know, they can learn from the responses, you know, the responses they have from this pool of information.
And the principal customers are developers and house builders, are they?
Local authorities. Wouldn't it be amazing if you had a situation where local authorities said, do you know what, we're only interested in working with developers who actually want to improve people's quality of life, and if you've signed up to these principles, then we're really, you know, that's, we're going to talk to you, or it's part of the ITT or the PQQ or something. So, you know, there's, I don't think it is just for developers, really. I mean, this is for consumers. This isn't ultimately for developers. This is to try to help developers get better, but ultimately this is trying to improve people's quality of life by making sure that when developments talk about great place making, or they talk about, you know, that they really are delivering not what they think they should be delivering, but actually what people want. And I think there's a disconnect often between, you know, the sort of beautiful brochures and the you know, the sort of great pictures of everyone looking super happy, and to actually what's delivered on the ground, or promised and then delivered. You know, there's a process of a life of a building and a life of those people who live there that I think needs recording in some way. And this isn't about naming or shaming. This is about saying this is what really works. This is what's good. Can't we just make everything a little bit better? Mm.
And why now? Why do you think this is happening now? Obviously, it's happening because you're making it happen. Why don't you think something similar has happened before? Is there a perfect storm of things coming together out there?
I think there is a perfect storm. I think that, you know, the technology has allowed people to be much more proactive about what they like or not. You know, you can go to a hotel and you can say, I think this is a great hotel, or it's a really bad hotel. You know, you can go and have a meal and you can rate your meal, but you can't rate where you live. You can't, there's no mechanism yet to really feed back and say, do you know what? I think technology has allowed, you know, the citizen to have much more kind of agency around what they want, and the ability to make changes in a way that I hope will force change, because, you know, government haven't yet managed to really force change, you know, I mean, not necessarily in this space. I mean, there's lots of good stuff going on, but I think the industry doesn't always respond well to being told what to do by others, but it does respond to consumer need, and it does respond to the market. So if we can make a situation where the market has more power, you know, the people have more power and are able to articulate that in a simple way, and which allows developers and or developments to respond to that, then it just doesn't seem that, I mean, these things, it's not rocket science. So I don't know why it hasn't been done. Maybe I'll find out
maybe.
And in the next year.
And just as the industry hasn't been terribly good at responding to being told what to do, yeah, by others, unless it is a consumer, and not, yeah, always, then others aren't terribly good at listening to the industry either. I'm thinking central government particularly,
yeah,
and some regional government. But if the impact the industry is having on the quality of life, yeah, of the nation is, yeah, measurable, then that's an easy flag for a government to line up behind, I'd have thought.
I would have thought so too. I think that there's certainly been a huge amount of interest from local authorities, from central government, from regional governments, from the regions already. So there's definite need, or there's space for something like this to happen. I'm sure that if we can get this right, then it could be a really useful tool that is independent of all of those things, and therefore has a credibility about it that perhaps wouldn't come from any of those other sources.
And what will your own involvement be? It sounds like the sort of thing that has the potential to eat up all of your time if you let it.
No, I, as you know, I have lots of other things that I do as well. I will chair the board, and I would love to be in a situation where I am the advocate and the sort of the point of the guiding mind, but I don't I would like this to be a business model where I'm not running it, so in that sense I think it needs again a business model where it has its own CEO and it has its own kind of group of people who are making this happen. And I don't see myself doing that. I see myself trying to put together a group of people and a group of supporters who can help make this happen, and then, if you like, send it off and see where it goes. So this isn't in any, you know, this isn't in any way any, it's not something that I'm looking to run. It's something that I'm looking to help set up and guide and be a part of in the future.
And what do you want from listeners? There are people listening from beyond developers, from beyond local authorities, advisors, planners, lawyers, people with money, some people with time perhaps. Are those the sorts of things you're after?
I think it's about help, you know, it's about having help. It's about, look, it's, you know, I had an idea, I articulated it in front of a few people who said, I think that's a good idea. You know, what do you need? And I'd like, oh, if you could give me some startup money, I can see if I can make, turn this into something. And the momentum and the I mean, I have been overwhelmed by the interest in this, to the extent where I'm, you know, I feel like almost a bit caught short, you know. I'm not, because we've got, you know, we've got a business case, we've got, you know, everything is working now.
But it's already taken on more of a life of its own than you'd have expected.
But it's absolutely taken a life of its own. And so I think that to have the support of the industry and those kind of peripheral to the industry, to have those who might feel that they can help or support in any way, we will have the board up and running, so that kind of opportunity is closed, but there's absolutely so much, many more opportunities to help. And also just to sort of be an advocate that this is, you know, that as an industry we need to do better, and we need to celebrate what we do well, but we need to admit when we don't do things well. And if we can set something up that has credibility, because it's the nation that's telling us rather than ourselves, and if we can be open to that, if we can be open to the fact that it might not be what we want to hear, but that we take that in good faith on the understanding that it will help make our developments and our built environment better for everybody.
And give us a sense of the timetable here. When might we see our first Quality of Life Foundation rated development?
Well, the principles are due out next year, next September. That's when we hope to launch. At the same time, we're setting up and putting a business together that will, we hope, non-for-profit organisation that will be able to move the sort of the feedback loop, if you like, how that works forward. I think I would say within 3 years would be ambitious but possible.
Okay, well, we'll have to get you back onto the podcast before then. If this podcast is about anything, it's about improving the quality of life of our listeners.
Yeah.
So let's widen the pool. Sadie, thank you for coming on.
Pleasure, thank you for inviting me.
And thank you all for listening. See you next time.